I want to talk about this student fee of University of Minnesota students who are going to get charged $200 a year to help pay student athletes. And I will tell you this, I don't like it, and here is why. There is no fee to pay the librarians. There is no fee to pay the landscaping crews who mow the lawn and take care of the plants. It's just part of your tuition. University of Minnesota, Twin Cities campus, for the first time, according to the Minnesota Star Tribune, is charging a $100 per semester fee to offset the very expensive price of paying student athletes. And this, of course, is because of all of the Supreme Court rulings that have said, you know, these athletes can get paid and should get paid because they are essentially employees. You know, not to be the old man yelling at the cloud, but back in my day, a free college tuition was seen as payment enough. But the truth is, these kids are cash cows in the revenue-generating sports like football, basketball, at the U of M hockey. I have no issue with the students paying a little bit more. The fact that it's a separate fee and students get to complain and moan about it, I think looks silly. Maybe you disagree, 651-461-9226. Maybe you are mad that the students are paying anything. The president and vice president of the U's undergraduate student government, who are doing what they should do. If I were a student government representative at a college, I'd be bitching and moaning about salary, about any tuition hike, any fee. I don't want to pay more. That's their job as the student representative to stick up for the students, and students don't want to pay more. But if you're going to pay athletes, who's supposed to pay? Who's supposed to pay? Now, a lot of other schools, according to the U, have similar fees. The University of Illinois, University of Iowa, University of Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers, UCLA, all have fees. South Carolina and Louisville recently added student athletic fees. $20 million is what is the maximum that schools can pay student athletes. And the U.S. said they're going to pay out all of it. So $20 million has to come from somewhere. And you're not going to make $20 million by slapping some companies on the floor of company's logo on the floor of Williams Arena. You're just not. So the students have to pay for it. I just don't see why we need this as a fee.
No.
Why not just have this come out of tuition? And I think, frankly, if I were a student, now I'm sort of ticked that I'm paying $200 for the quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder, and I wonder what people's reaction to this will be. If the fact that student athletes are getting changed, does this are getting paid, is this going to change the way that we interact with these students? Because I've always hesitated to go full on criticism of a college student athlete because they're kids. They're kids. So for me, when you look at the U's football team, if you have a quarterback who's not quite getting it done yet, I don't know. I've always sort of held back a bit because these are kids. But when they're getting paid, they're employees in a way, they're getting NIL money. I just wonder if people are going to let them have it a little bit more than it used to be. Let's see what Dave in Golden Valley has to say. Dave is on the CCO Talking Text Line. What do you think about this fee, Dave?
Hey, Jason. Great show. I love your show. But every now and then, I got to call you out. You got to be kidding me that you're agreeing with this.
You don't think that, well, where do you think the money should come from?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I'm old school. I played college sports a long time ago, 40 years ago. And I mean, it was unheard of back then. And
yeah,
I,
for sure.
I struggle with this.
It was better.
I struggle with this all day long. Go ahead.
I think it was better the old way, right? There's so much money in all of this now.
Well, exactly. And now it's trickling down to the high school athletes. It's wrong.
Do you think it's wrong that they get paid?
I do. And yeah. I also think it's wrong that the other students that are going to the U or wherever they're going for an education have to pay for, like you just mentioned, they're paying for the quarterback. They're paying for the running back. It's extremely frustrating.
Yeah. I partially agree with you because I do think, you know, I think there's too much money in college sports. And the reality is, though, that the schools, through television revenue, were making a lot of money off of these kids. And so to not pay them also sort of seems unfair. Back in your day, the schools were not making this kind of cash off of these national TV contracts that they have now. So to me, if they're going to make this money, they should have to share it with the kids in some way. I guess I wish we could recalibrate how much money these coaches are making, right? Like if coaches weren't making $5 million a year, you'd have some money you could pay the linebackers, right?
Exactly, and that's true. And let's do this. And if we're going to go this route, let's put an end to this switching schools every year, every half a year, and going where who's paying the quarterback this and that. I mean, if we're going to have the kid behind the center, let's have him there for 4 years, or let's have him there for 5 years.
At least two, right? Like lock him in. So part of my enjoyment of, and this is why I said I wonder if people are going to change a little bit the way that they react and interact with these students because they're getting paid, they're making money. It's not, you know, like I said, I would hesitate to really rip like a kicker who missed a critical kick because it's like, well, they're kids. But now they're getting paid, they're getting NIL money. Like, I don't know, as a fan, you feel like maybe I can rip them the same way you would a professional athlete. These are professionals.
Well, and you've been talking about it all week with, you know, the sports betting.
Yeah.
These people getting all these threats. I mean, just now it's going to trickle down to college, and before you, and I know it'll trickle down to the high school kids.
All right, Dave makes...
I'll let you go.
No,
love
Dave...
the show. I just had to vent a little
bit. I'm glad you did. Thanks, Dave. Dave's got me thinking. Maybe, you know, the U has no choice here. If other schools are going to pay the full $20 million, you either are competitive or you're not. So if the U says we're not going to pay, you're hosed. You're hosed, and that's not, I don't think any of us want that at the University of Minnesota either. More calls, more texts, keep it coming, 651-461-9226, drive time coming back.